When you were at USC, did you recruit Brandon Lloyd by any chance? I heard he was something else in high school.
You know, I don't remember offhand. Okay. You know, if we went on him or not, I can't remember that. I was wondering about that myself. I don't remember, and that's classic. You know, there's so many guys we go through that there's a bunch of guys that I can't tie together from one year to the next. But he certainly is a fantastic football player, and there's no doubt that if we would have had the chance, we should have gone on him. That's for sure.
How about what happened to Alex Gibbs?
Well, Alex, he got to a point, you know, we talked going in as we first talked about coming here that, you know, he had considered retiring, you know, a couple different times. And he said, you know, if I can't feel like I can give you everything I got, then, you know, I'm going to let you know. And that's fine. I'll take what I can get. And I think we were lucky to have him as we had him. Before we ended the season, you know, he said, I just don't think I have enough of the energy that I need to do this job the way I want to do it. And so, you know, kind of as we had talked about, you know, he decided to step down. So, but again, like I said, we took the benefit that Alex could bring us by, you know, all of the principles and the approach. And I've been working with his principles and approach for 9 years before that, you know, at SC. And so to me, it was just connected with really kind of the source. And so we're fortunate to have him, and we wish him the very best. And he's been very supportive and will continue to help us, you know, as we need him on the side.
You've got a couple of former Bronco offensive linemen there with Ben and Tyler. How have those guys been working out for you? And is there a chance Tyler is going to get to play left tackle again this week?
Yeah, it looks like at this point Tyler's is starting, and Ben is in a rotation where he's going to play a lot in this game. If not start, we'll see at the end of the week how that works out. But both those guys have helped us in that they've been in the system before, and the run game principles and approach and calls and things like that they have familiarity with. So they've facilitated, you know, where people were thinking, you know, you can't get guys to plug in this quickly. Particularly Tyler did a really good job doing that for us, and so we're hoping that, you know, we'll continue to grow. We've got a lot of room for improvement in an offensive line play, and hopefully these guys will continue to add to that.
Coach, what's impressed you about the Broncos receivers so far on tape and the way that Kyle's been able to spread the ball around?
Well, they have unique qualities. You know, Eddie is such a fantastic catch and run guy, can make you miss, and he's just dangerous as can be with the ball in his hands. And they obviously know that and get the ball to him in a variety of ways. Brandon has this terrific catching range and the ability to take the ball away from guys and you know, make things happen. Like you can't imagine a play could happen and all of a sudden he pulls the ball away from a guy and makes a great play on you. So you don't ever have him really covered. So that's difficult. And Gaffney, you know, he can make a bunch of stuff happen as well. You know, so you know, Kyle's had the opportunity to spread it around. He's got different guys he can go to when he needs them, and you know, they're just getting started. They've got and Decker, those, you know, they got young guys too. So this is a loaded position group, and they, you know, I can't imagine as they grow together and those guys all get working, how many things they'll be able to do in the future.
This morning, Josh was talking about the number of transactions that you guys have made over the course of this NFL season. Can you talk a little bit about this process of kind of reshaping the roster and how many moves you guys have made? And are you where maybe you were hoping that this roster would be in terms of your vision and?
Well, it was a simple approach, and philosophically, we wanted to continue to upgrade the competition on the roster as long as we're here, forever. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to find the best combination of guys and trying to make each position group as competitive as we can. We started right off the bat and went after Charlie Whitehurst to create a competition setting for Matt and for Charlie at the quarterback spot, and knew that with Matt as one of the real leaders on this team, if you would go after your quarterback to make his situation competitive, everybody would get the message. And so that came along with the fact that we had a chance to get a good player like Charlie. So, and we've just, you know, extended that thought and that mentality throughout the ranks. And so at every opportunity, whether it was free agency or the draft or at the final cuts, you know, we had set John Schneider had set his sights on all three of those aspects to help our roster, and that's what we've done. So we're not keeping score here how many changes that we make, there was no goal in mind at all there other than to just continue to try to upgrade and send the message about, you know, this program is going to be extraordinarily competitive. So that's what we've tried to do, and you know, we'll continue with that thought, and so we'll see how it works out.
Pete, the zone blocking one cut running style that the Broncos for years, that was their identity, and they kind of set the standard. And now you're going that way with Seattle, and you said you used the principles with USC. Could you just describe the pros and cons of the zone blocking, you know, for the layman like myself, what's good about it, and then in theory, what might be some of the cons to it?
Well, there's a very clear philosophy about it. You know, you really know what you're trying to accomplish, and you're clear about it. Sometimes in running games, you know, you can have a lot of plays, and you know, you don't know where to hang your hat. But when you really make a commitment to the zone game, it's a philosophy, and so you know, we adopted it years ago at SC, really with the help of Alex, and he helped me, you know, put it together for us, and so we have been connected with it for a long time. And it's just, you know, I like things that we believe in strongly. We try to make them come to life and make them work out, and that's what we've been doing. There's a lot of flexibility in it, in that, you know, when defenses play different styles, you know, runs hit differently, and when you're really well grooved and styled right, you know, your running backs can take advantage of the options that happen, you know, at the line of scrimmage. You're trying to make people move and create space for your running back, and your running back has to read it and do a really good job of taking advantage of the creases that are created. So it's an approach, a principle, and something that we've always liked, so we're going to, you know, work at it and try to keep developing it.
What is the concept against it then? Why doesn't everybody run it?
Well, a lot of teams, many teams have a commitment to it to some extent. I think the commitment that we have and some of the other teams around the league that are committed to it, we go just more fully that way. And there's no one way to do it. You know, this is just the way that we feel like we can coach it best. We're trying to complement the style of running with the personnel and trying to match that up. That's a difficult task here in short order, but we're trying to get that done. Everybody has their own way of doing it, and it doesn't matter how you do it. It's that you know how it goes, and you know the philosophy, and you know what your expectations are, and you make things fit together really well. And also, so that you can adjust well. That's the biggest issue. That's why commitment to a philosophy is important. And if you're really clear on that, then you know when things are out of whack, and you can fix things and adjust.